Let's say you're hungry and you're craving a meal from your favorite restaurant. But instead of a delivery car pulling up to the curb, an unmanned drone lands at your front door. It could happen. Professor Todd Humphreys of UT's Radio Navigation Department thinks so.
I'm a big proponent of these drones. I've got in mind the Chipotle copter that helps to bring Chipotle burritos to my doorstep or here to my office. And so I'd like to see these economic potentials realized here in our national airspace. But I think we ought to do it cautiously.
Humphreys emphasizes caution because he and a group of his students were able to hack into a drone and take it over about 2 weeks ago. But unlike the mayhem caused by the cyber group called Anonymous, this takeover operation was done at the invitation of the Department of Homeland Security. The agency wanted to see just how secure the GPS system used by drones is. But DHS declined to answer questions about the takeover exercise and the threat drones could pose to national security. The drone that Humphreys hacked is not a military drone, so it's not as secure. But there is concern about the safety of civilian drones.
The reason we see this test as significant and important with vast implications is that indeed there will be many civilian drones plying our airspace over the next 5-10 years.
Humphreys sees a future where civilian drones will perform tasks ranging from mail carrying to law enforcement. Civil rights activists have expressed privacy concerns about the possible civilian use of drones. The Federal Aviation Administration regulates the operation of drones in U.S. airspace. A spokesperson for the agency declined to speak on tape, but told KUT it's not yet possible to apply for a commercial drone license. So you'll have to wait a while longer to get that burrito delivered by drone. In Austin, I'm Ira Sundar.